In the bishop's garden, hide and seek. The man has trailed his daughter and son to the roses and hoisted each in turn to sniff a red one, more bud than bloom, like a drop at the tap, taut with itself. The children's slim bodies thrum with feeling. They chatter, giggle, dance in orbit. The boy runs the way dogs race around their master, exhilaration bodied out. Now he pleads for hide and seek among the boxwood. His father sits on a bench to count as the kids scatter. Ready or not, the boy wriggles behind a hedge to hide as his father starts the searching game. Where can they be? In the roses? No. The boy clamps his hand over his mouth. His knee jiggles, shoulders twitch. Then he blows his cover, arms wide, ready for reassurance. The test of love, the proof of self, become the test of being seen. He crows shrilly, "Here I am!" But where's his father? Down a path, still crooning, "Where can they be?" The boy repeats softly, "Here," stops, stands. Then he howls for his father, runs to find him, the game reversed. What comfort, his father's hug so quickly recovered. Look, the man kneels beside his sobbing son to point out swallows gliding in low swoops for insect life above the garden. Child, to find yourself, first lose yourself in something else.